Today is a national holiday, the 36th anniversary of the EDSA People Power Revolution, which was, by most people's accounts, a glorious moment because it was a peaceful, prayerful revolution. It's overshadowed by the news of the war in Ukraine. The violence has just broken out in these past couple of days, and the eyes of the world are all on Ukraine, the Russian-Ukrainian conflict. So it's harder to celebrate a peaceful revolution when what usually happens is violent conflict. Even what start as peaceful revolutions very often turn violent. So the EDSA revolution is an exception, a rare exception to the rule. Usually, as we know, peaceful demonstrations either don't accomplish anything or they turn violent. It's complicated. The evaluation of the EDSA revolution is complicated by the complaint that which many people make, that it was a short-lived victory and that a lot of the same problems have remained. And if we look on a larger scale, that's the way it is in the whole world. Short passing victories of peace and justice and long violent reigns of injustice and death and destruction, which is a pretty discouraging way to see human history. In the scriptures today, the focus is not on the macro scale, but more on the personal level. James speaks about the need to refrain from complaining, the need to be truthful in our speech, to say yes when we mean yes and no when we mean no, the importance of being patient, persevering in hardship. And then in the gospel, Jesus speaks about the controversial question of divorce and remarriage. Let's focus for a moment on what Jesus says here. This is one of the very, very clear teachings of Jesus that is widely rejected. Jesus, in no uncertain terms, says that no one should separate what God has joined. No one can separate what God has joined. Marriage lasts until the death of one of the spouses. So to claim to end a marriage by divorce and to claim to marry another person is in fact adultery. He says it very bluntly. And to say this in these terms nowadays is considered offensive because there are very, very many people whose marriages have broken and they have found new partners and civilly married, and they don't like being accused of adultery. But that's the word of God. It's not just somebody blabbering away on the internet. This is Jesus himself speaking about this very central truth of human life right in the gospel. That to divorce one's spouse and to marry someone else is adultery. Now, what are we to make of this? We've got war, we've got revolutions, we've got breakdowns of civil order, we've got breakdowns of families and marriages. What are we supposed to do? Well, we go back to the truth. We go back to the foundations. We go back to what God has in mind, not what we have come up with in all our disorders and weaknesses and sins, but what God has in mind for us. Well, maybe it's it's easier to do this if we take the long range view of things. That's why it's very good to have some older people with us today. In the space of 90 years or 84 years, you see a lot of governments come and go. In fact, whole constitutions come and go. You know, occupiers come and go, presidents come and go, wars flare up and end, peace treaties are signed, revolutions come and go. I say, well, yeah, when we're caught up in the moment, we forget that these things don't last. As horrible as the situation in Ukraine is right now, and as frightening as it is that people are inevitably going to suffer, that's not the whole picture. And every war comes to an end eventually. Of course, it leaves its scars. But some things don't end. And the most important of all is the love of God. God's love never ends. And since he's the one who designed marriage, he designed it with this permanence. Because marriage is a sign to us of God's relationship with us. Just as God never gives up on us, never divorces us, never dismisses us, never writes out a bill of divorce and sends us away, God never does that. He says that the human relationship that reflects his relationship with us should be the same. Now, of course, human nature being what it is, there's lots of flaws and lots of misunderstanding and lots of need for reconciliation, but the original design remains. That's why when the Pharisees test Jesus about this, when they say, well, is it lawful to divorce? And Jesus tests them and says, well, what did Moses say? And they say, well, Moses allowed it. Jesus says, yeah, but that wasn't God's plan from the beginning. That was not how God made us. He made us male and female. He made us to be in marriage, one flesh. And what God has made, no man must separate. So this is deeper. This truth of God's permanent love is deeper than the turmoil that we see in the newspapers. It undergirds the chaos. And this is why it's always important to come back to the Word and to the truth, the revealed truth, so that we won't be frightened, or we won't lose our peace, or we won't fall into depression, we won't be overcome with anxiety when problems come up. Inevitably, problems will come up. And every married person knows this, that marriage itself is just fraught with problems, difficulties. But difficulties don't break marriages, because marriage is established by God, not by us. Okay, I think the wisdom of the liturgy here is to look deeper than the news, even deeper than what a person might learn in 90 years or 84 years. Look deeper than what human experience alone can tell us. We look to what God reveals. Today's psalm is a beautiful and encouraging one. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful. And if you read it, this is Psalm 103. It's a good thing to ponder when you find yourself getting anxious or fearful. The Lord pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with kindness and compassion. Merciful and gracious is the Lord. Slow to anger, abounding in kindness. You see, even when we do have a revolution, even when we do have breakdowns in our marriages. God remains kind and merciful, and he always wants us to have the fullness of life. As the heavens are high above the earth, so surpassing is his kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he put our transgressions from us. Here in the news, the Russians, the Ukrainians, it's like the war between the east and the west, which is always simmering through the centuries. But God's love is not like that. He puts transgressions as far away from us as we can imagine. The Lord is kind and merciful. So when we experience trials, we are not to give in to the doubt that somehow God has given up on us or forgotten us. No, that's only because of our limited perspective. The truth is, the Lord is kind and merciful. He's always kind and merciful. So the correct answer is always to call on the Lord, to turn back to him in repentance and humility, in pleading for his blessing on us, on our marriages, our families, and on the world. And with that confidence in God, we can endure anything. Ups and downs of political life, ups and downs of family and marriage life. Those are waves on a big ocean. But the depths of the ocean are much, much greater, and that's the kindness, the mercy, the love of God.